Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. I'm a book person, and for those of you who identify yourselves as fellow travelers, you know exactly what that means. It's not hard to spot us. The walls in many of the rooms of our homes are lined with shelves that groan beneath the weight of treasured tomes, and there are likely to be books in various stages of completion littered around us, on our bedside table, on the living room couch, in the seat of a favorite chair, on the kitchen table, in the car, and yes, in the bathroom. And then there are the books that haven't been opened yet, that sit quietly, seductively, patiently awaiting their turn. These books, they're everywhere, which is just the way I like it, because I couldn't live, couldn't breathe, couldn't go a day without them surrounding me. And though I've professed myself a book person, I don't know that I'm being completely honest in that appellation. My fidelity is suspect. I'm generally weak for the written word, and so I yield to all forms of reading. I'll turn to magazines, newspapers, online blogs, or the back of a cereal box for my next fix. Yeah, I guess I'm not so picky, so highbrow after all. Maybe I'm not really a book person. Maybe I'm more of a reading person. Victor Hugo once said, "To learn to read is to light a fire. Every syllable that is spelled out is a spark." For many of us, reading is magic. We revel in the freshness of each page, the joy of deciphering each word. The human spirit thrives on the stimulation that comes from discovering new things, and we are all refreshed by an active imagination that truly exercises the mind. Reading has the capacity to transport us, and for a young child, as he or she reads or is being read to, the series of vivid images that accompanies a good story will carry a child into unfamiliar worlds, leading that child to make new mental connections that will enrich the experience of many actual events in their lives. Yet today we are seeing an increasing number of students who are not proficient readers. And there are many adults who cannot read well, even though they've been to school and received formal instruction. In fact, surveys tell us that 4 in 10 children experience literacy problems. It is for this reason that the National Academies set out to identify the specific skills and experiences that children need to become fluent readers. With the help of a select committee composed of educators, linguists, pediatricians, and psychologists, the academies carefully reviewed the relevant scientific literature about how children become successful readers. In our society, reading is essential for creating a healthy mind and for building the capacity needed for a lifetime of learning. Like good eating habits, good reading skills should be prescribed by pediatricians as part of their responsibility to help parents raise a healthy child. And again, like good nutritional habits, you can't start too early. Many parents might be surprised to learn that research suggests that infants only a few months old should be read to as part of the preparation they will need much later for reading, or that reciting nursery rhymes is an important part of reading preparation. But the fact is that a devastatingly large number of people in America cannot read as well as they need to for success in life. Large numbers of school-aged children, including children from all social classes, face significant difficulties in learning to read. An increasing proportion of children in American schools, particularly in certain school systems, are considered learning disabled. Most of those children bear that label because of reading difficulties. Failure to learn to read adequately for continued school success is especially likely among poor children, among children who are members of racial minority groups, and among those whose native language is not English. Achieving educational excellence for all requires an understanding of why these disparities exist, as well as serious, informed efforts to redress them. What is most concerning are those who do not read well enough to meet the demands of an increasingly competitive economy. To be employable in the modern world, today's high school graduates must be able to read challenging material and use printed matter to solve problems independently. In the United States, we should expect 100% literacy from our population. In the past, ideologies and narrowly focused beliefs have made it difficult to implement genuine reforms in reading instruction. The teaching of reading evokes passions like few other subject areas. Often, the debate has been heated, and parents and educators have been understandably frustrated by school districts and states that shift curricula to embrace the latest solution. But in fact, there is no simple solution. Reading is a complex and multifaceted process, and children need an approach to learning that integrates many different elements. When children are first learning to read, they need appropriate help in understanding, learning, and using the spelling sound conventions of the writing system, as well as opportunities to appreciate the information and pleasures offered by print. They need to learn more and more about the vocabulary and sentence structure of written English. They need help with procedures for monitoring comprehension. They also need sufficient practice with a variety of texts to achieve fluency, so that both word recognition and reading comprehension become increasingly fast, accurate, and well-coordinated. Children who learn to read successfully master three core elements. They're able to identify printed words using sound spelling connections and have a sight word repertoire. They're able to use previous knowledge, vocabulary, and comprehension strategies to read for meaning. They read with fluency, which means they can identify words swiftly so that what they read is understood and reading itself is enjoyable. Children start to accumulate the skills needed for reading early in life, building a preschool language and literacy foundation, which includes opportunities for children to develop oral language skills, including phonological awareness, motivation to read, appreciation for literate forms, print awareness, and letter knowledge. During the first few months and years of life, children's experiences with language and literacy can begin to form a basis for their later reading success. The ideal time to begin sharing books with children is during babyhood, even with children as young as 6 weeks old. Research consistently demonstrates that the more children know about language and literacy before they arrive at school, the better equipped they are to succeed in reading. Language and literacy accomplishments are achieved best through activities that are integrated across different developmental areas, that is, cognitive development, fine and gross motor development, social and emotional development, and language development. Given the opportunity, young children develop vocabulary, other language skills, and basic knowledge about the world around them. They know what books are and how they work. They're enthusiastic about reading and are beginning to explore being readers and writers. They have opportunities to learn about letters and the structure of words. Vocabulary, language skills, and knowledge about the world are all acquired during interesting conversations with responsive adults. Talking about books, about daily happenings, about what went on at daycare or at work, not only contributes to children's vocabularies, but also increases their ability to understand stories and explanations and their understanding of how things work. All skills that will be important in early reading. Knowledge about and love for literacy can develop only through experience. Children should own books, should have access to books in their preschool and primary classes, should be read to often, and should see others reading and writing. Understanding the value of literacy as a means of communication, as well as coming to love book reading as a time for emotional closeness, are accomplishments typical of the future good reader. Recent advances in computer technology also offer new support for reading instruction. Computer speech, along with interesting graphics, animation, and speech recording, has supported the development of programs that are entertaining and motivating for both pre-readers and beginning readers. Children who do well in reading from the beginning rarely stumble later on. Those who have difficulty in the primary grades, though, tend to remain behind their classmates as the years go by, even though they receive remediation. This fact, reconfirmed again and again, is a painful testimony to the importance of addressing reading difficulties as early as possible in a child's life. As important as it is to hold out hope for every struggling reader in our middle and high schools, there is no substitute for an all-out effort to ensure that all of our children start out right, so that they never have to experience the consequences of failure and frustration that are sadly so prevalent in our schools. No person should be deprived of one of life's real pleasures, the joy of reading, because this is one addiction that should be encouraged, nurtured, and fed at every opportunity. Because the more that you read, the more things you will know, and the more that you learn, the more places you'll go. And in case you don't recognize those wise and wonderful words, well, it's hard to find a better source for wisdom than Dr. Seuss. You may read the full text of Starting Out Right, a guide to promoting children's reading success, free online at nap.edu. You may also read the full text of Preventing Reading Difficulties in Young Children, the book on which Starting Out Right was based. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.